Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we learned about the time for the Kriya Shema we're supposed to say at night. Now our Mishnah asks, Me'emesai Karnas Shema B'Shachris, Me'emesai, from when? Karnas Shema, did we recite Shema B'Shachris in the morning? In other words, when's the earliest time you can say the morning Shema? And for the Mishnah, Mishayakir, when you can recognize the difference between Tcheles Lelava, between blue wool and white wool. Which blue wool and which white wool? The Bat Tanura explains, it means when you can tell the difference between the white threads in your tzitzis and what they had, what everyone had in those days, and that is the blue threads in their tzitzis, the Tcheles. The Tcheles couldn't just be blue paint. It had to come from the blood of the chalazon fish, which is blue. Rabbi Eliezer says, Bein Tcheles L'charsi. You have to wait a little longer before you can start saying Shema. There has to be enough light, we're talking about obviously natural light, to tell the difference between blue wool and wool that is colored greenish. Really, charsi is a kind of a vegetable called a leek, which is green. Now you tell me, for what do you need more light? To tell the difference between blue and white? Or to tell the difference between blue and green? Obviously, between blue and green. Because the colors are more similar to each other, you need more light to be able to distinguish this is blue, this is green. So in other words, Rabbi Eliezer says, you have to wait for more light before it's considered morning enough to be able to say Shema. So that's when we start. Until when could we say the morning Shema? It's like the Mishnah of the Gaimra, and he finishes it, according to this Shita, Ad HaNetzachama, by the time the sun comes up. According to this Tana, the latest time to say the morning Shema is Netzachama. If you got up after the sun came up, after sunrise, you missed it. Rabbi Shua says, Ad Shalosh Shois. No, the deadline is not so early. You can say the morning Shema until the end of the first 3 hours of the day. Shekein derech b'nei malachim, because the kings, that's their derech, lamed, they get up b'shalosh shois, at the end of the first 3 hours. They used to wake up very early. But the kings, they were in no rush to get up. They had plenty of people to do the work for them. They would wake up 3 hours into the day. So Rabbi Yeshua says, when the Torah says, when you wake up, it means as long as some people wake up then. And if some people wake up then, like the kings, that's enough for everybody. What do I do if I miss the deadline? It's after the first 3 hours of the day? Zak the Mishnah HaKoyre Mikan V'Elach, one who says Shema from then and on, like Hifsid, he doesn't lose out. In other words, he can still make the bracha before Shema and after Shema. You're not doing anything wrong by saying Shema after the deadline. It's ka'odem ha'kara b'tairah, like a person who learns Chumash, who reads from the Torah. There's no deadline to when you can learn from the Torah. V'gisa b'yayim v'layla, the Pasuk says. But he missed the mitzvah of Shema in the morning. So he won't have the schar of saying Shema in its proper time. But he has the schar like someone who learns Torah, and he's allowed to make the brachas that we say before Shema and after Shema. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. So there is Shema that we have to say in the morning. From when can we say the Shema? The first Shita in the Mishnah said, when you can tell the difference between blue and white wool. We explained that means between the tcheles that people had in their tzitzis and the lava and the white in their tzitzis. There's another pshat in the Bar Tanura that it doesn't necessarily mean tzitzis, but it means if you dye a piece of wool blue, there are some places where the paint didn't take hold, and therefore it still looks white, the natural color of the wool. So if I'm holding up such a piece of wool that I just dyed blue, and there are some spots that are still white, can I tell which is white and which is blue? Now, white and blue is a big contrast, so you don't need that much light. Rabbi Eliezer says, there has to be enough light, so obviously this is a little bit later when it starts getting lighter, that you can tell the difference between blue wool and the color of the leek vegetable, which is green. Until when can you say the morning Shema according to Rabbi Eliezer? until the Netzachama, until sunrise. That's the latest time. If you woke up after sunrise, you missed it. Rabbi Yeshua says, you can fulfill the mitzvah until the end of the first 3 hours of the day, because that's when kings get up. And as long as some people still get up then, that's called ifkumecha, when people get up. What happens if a person misses the zman of Kriya Shema? You don't lose the brachis of Shema. You can still say the brachis and say Shema. You say Yetzer HaMa'oirais, and Ahava Rabbah, and Shema, and the brach of Gal Yisrael afterwards. It's already after the time of Shema. It still makes sense to say Shema. You have Schar, like anyone who reads Chumash. Shema is Psukim in the Chumash. You just lost the mitzvah. You just lost the mitzvah saying Shema. And therefore, hopefully you'll be much more careful next time not to miss the Zman.